Well, hello, Why Not callers. This is Steve, along with Lynn, for the Why Not comment tape being issued the 9th of February, 1980. Happened to dig this little single out of the Why Not archive of musical masterpieces, but we decided we're going to hereby dedicate this song to Bruce. And now, the rest of this, them's the comments. Okay, I got a couple of quick announcements here. First of all, the new number for the South Coast Connection at area code 714-630-8906. And for you telephone nostalgia lovers, I don't know how many people have heard of Joe Ingrassia, but he is the individual that knows how to whistle 14 different ways to make long-distance telephone calls. He was eventually hired by the phone company, I guess because of his background in security or whatever, because he knows how to do all these fantastic toll fraud feats. And he is going to be a special guest on KOA Radio in Denver, and that's 850 on your AM dial. That special this presentation will be tomorrow at 11 p.m. to 4 a.m. our time. And again, that's 850 on your AM dial, KOA Denver. And Joe Ingrassia will be the special guest.
It's on Sunday,
tomorrow. Tape being issued Saturday, beyond tomorrow evening. And now the comments.
Okay, my name's John from East L.A. I figure that we should bring the Shah to Washington and vote him as president.
Yes, this is Larry Canova Park calling, leaving a word of advice to all you hunters and big game sportsmen out there. I'd like to tell you about an area in Los Angeles that's the Wild Game Reserve. It's been around for a while, and most people, they know about it, but they don't know what goes on there. Yes, the name of the place is Watts, where year-round it is open game on niggers. You know, you could do whatever you please, blow them away, shoot their head off, slice their ears off, even take a big head home for a trophy, you know, get it stuffed and put it on your wall. Your friends and neighbors will marvel at you for the great feat you have accomplished. And to make it seem even more realistic, sprinkle a little napalm on them. Try to burn their black skin away, you know. No license is required to hunt in this area. All you must have is a valid firearm, at least with 4 or 5 hollow points, to inflict more pain and injury upon your prey. Yes, and if you don't know where Watts is, just call the local office of the Auto Club and tell them you're looking for that big game area out in the city named Watts. This is Larry Canoca Park saying, have fun, bang, bang, shoot them dead. Later.
Hello, this is Kim from Mesita. I like this line really a lot, and I like the one you played, Williams, whatever his name was. And I like that comedy record. I wish you could play that comedy record again and one of these other times. Thank you very much, and I hope you can play it. Bye.
Well, Jim, if you want to listen to comedy recordings on this line, call up on the weekends, and occasionally we'll have a special feature featuring Robin Williams, Steve Martin, George Carlin, and other comedy and musical selections.
Hello, folks. This is Uncle Freaky, and I'd like to talk to you about the so-called dope shortage and dope prices lately. Dope prices have been totally out of reach lately. People are charging like $150, $200, $250 for an ounce of weed, you know, that's grown in California. I mean, there's more fucking dope being grown in this state now than there ever has been before. There's weed everywhere. There's no fucking shortage. It's just these people, you know, they see they can make some money off us, and so they're doing it. They're just grabbing as much as they can. You know, the government's not going to impose any ceiling on dope prices, so we got to do it ourselves. My advice is, start growing your own. It's a good time to plant your seeds. Plant them everywhere. Plant them all over. Grow your own and, you know, give these rip-off dope dealers the finger, you know. The next time somebody offers you a lit of Sinsonia that was growing in Northern California and asks you, you know, for $200 for it, tell him to shove it up his fucking ass. You know, I mean, it didn't cost him nothing. I mean, we're never going to see $10 RIDs again, I'm sure, but, like, you know, I'd sell it for $50, right? you know, 50 is reasonable. Somebody wants to charge me more than 50, he can go to hell.
Let me make this perfectly clear. I am not a criminal.
Hi, this is Ola from Sweden. About Iran. You know, it would be no problem if the United States, if CIA just send a man over to Iran and kill Khomeini, it would be no problem. And, you know, if they would kill the Shah, they would let the hostages go because there's nothing, you know. They want them. Thank you.
God, you got so many non-violent ideas. It sounds sounds like you're a real humanitarian. You know that?
Hello, this is David North Hollywood. First of all, someone was talking about the war. In fact, a couple of people were talking about the war, and some of you seem to want to go to war with Russia. Well, I don't know exactly if you know what that means. Maybe perhaps you're going to college and you'll be exempted from the draft. Or maybe you're getting married and supporting a child. Or maybe you're not of the age, or maybe you're disabled. But if we go to war with Russia, not only will you have to go out there and get killed, which, you know, may be okay for you, but it'll involve a little bit more destruction than any other war we've had. I mean, World War I and World War II and Vietnam and Korea were all fought in Europe and Asia. And the United States, you know, as on the North American continent, was not threatened by bombing, invasion, or anything like that. We always had them on their own side. And, but when World War III comes, or when our war with Russia comes, there's going to be a lot of nuclear warfare on our side. And Los Angeles, New York, Chicago, Philadelphia, they might all be blown away in the first few minutes of the war. And I think you should consider that before you start jumping and saying, hey, let's go war with Russia and kill all them Russians, show them where to go. What cable system would I get? I get SATA. It's the best. And that's all there is to it. To the flying bishop, I think that question is over my head. Besides, I don't even want to think about answering it. About the watchtowers. First of all, why does she call herself the watchtowers? Is she from Watts? Does she like the word towers? Is she working from towers? Is where she works watchtowers? What is it? And, secondly, why does, you know, when she gets the beat, why doesn't she say, this is a watchtower? She just says, the watchtowers. And it really bothers me, and I wonder why. Tell me why. So, until next week, why not colors? Tolex Toel. Calling CQ. Nah, anyone out there?
Well, we're going to try this again, everyone. Okay, this is the line runner of Odyssey. And, again, we're going to try to attempt to take input again. And by the time you hear this, the input machine will probably most likely still be taking input. If not, well, we decided to tear it all down and say, shine it. So, if and when you hear this comment, why don't you call it the input and leave us some decent playable material on the input line, please? Okay, let me give you the numbers. Input, 956-0100-956-00-694-output. Thank you.
Once again, the numbers for Odyssey in area code 213 are 956-0069 for output and 956-0100 for input. Next.
Yeah, this is Ron from Chatsworth out here, and, you know, a big social problem facing the society is the uneducated college athlete who is spoon-fed through school, never having to attend classes. Well, this athlete's only reason for attending school is because of the physical ability he possesses. Now, recently, as you know, there was a big scandal at the University of New Mexico and the University of Oregon. It brought up the question, what to do with the athlete who's only attending school for one purpose, and that's to play ball? Well, I have a solution for that, and that's to offer a sports degree, making the classes applicable to the athlete. Now, my reasons for this are because the illiterate athlete is there for one reason, as I said, to make money for the school. Let's not fool ourselves, guys and girls out there. College sports is a big business. Now, although there are no conclusive statistics available, sources close to the game estimated to be in the billions of dollars. The athlete is a pawn in this game, which nets colleges prestige along with the financial reapings. The athlete is an intelligent individual. Most of those raised in homes ranging from the lower middle class all the way up to the elite do well in regular school. But that's not what I'm talking about. The subject at issue that I'm talking about is the illiterate athlete raised in a ghetto-type environment. Barry mistakenly learns early on in life that sports is the only route to take if he wishes to escape the tortures of a poverty-stricken existence. It is this type of athlete who attends college only to compete in athletics. This athlete's mind functions in a different context than the average student. Now, people, let me tell you about him. His mind is channeled in thinking through sports. So what we must do is teach him first through sports, then merge into education. Now, an example of this is to offer this guy, or girl, because girls are up and coming in sports now, especially with the basketball issue, is offer courses on how to handle agents, courses in mathematics, teach him or her addition and subtraction with the football field as the base, teach geography through the names of the teams in each part of the world. And, you know, what we got to do is have him read sports books to begin with and then move on to other issues. You see, now, you know, what I'm arguing about is here is that what we got to do is get the sports degree out because of the situation as arose. Schools need these athletes to make money and put their school on the map. Now, I don't know if any of you are alumni of schools out there, but they contribute, alumni, that is, contribute astronomical amounts of money that goes towards building medical and other important facilities because of the winning sports teams. There's so much pressure on coaches and players to produce a winning team. It shouldn't be that way. The athlete needs the school to provide an arena so he can display his skills. With this exposure, he hopes the professionals will offer him a contract, which is the average salary of about $100,000. So what do we got here? Well, the problem is this, is that the uneducated athlete being intelligent is certainly true. But in order to learn numerous amounts of plays and fundamentals, it takes a brilliant mind. Most playbooks are equal to the average course curriculum out there. And also to attain such peak physical shape, this takes hours of mental conditioning. And the ability to withstand the accompanying pain is truly a feat equal to any educational book experience. So I say what we got to do is we got to give this athlete a sports degree. And in that way, he can offer his services to the school, and the school then can make money off of him. And that way, the big pro leagues won't have to pay millions of dollars in cultivating their own athletes off the field or off the school. This is a built-in ground for the pros, and they love it. So instead of trying to keep them eligible and hiding things up, the uneducated athlete has to learn his own context. So by offering a sports degree designed to assist the athlete, you eliminate the graft and deceit being displayed by the faculty and coaches and the relentless pursuit and trying to keep the uneducated athlete eligible. People, let me tell you, some of us got brains, and some of us...
This comment will be continued on side two. Please stand by. This tape will auto-reverse momentarily.
Some of us got brains, and some of us got bodies. The athlete usually has the body. So what we got to do is to keep him eligible, cut through all this bull that's going out there, offer a sports degree, let him stay in school, and really, it's a big issue.
and I think we should do something about that. Another issue is the Olympics, but I'm going to get into that later on. I want to let you absorb my thoughts about the uneducated athlete and really think, you know, what else can we do about it? And with the world crisis the way it is, I want to get into the Olympics later on, but right now, let this sink into your mind. This is Ron from Chatsworth, and I'll be back with you guys as soon as possible. Bye.
Well, okay, Ron, thanks a lot. We appreciate your views on the uneducated athlete. Right now, Lynn wants to give us a kind of a, he told me, a blast from the past, a little bit of why not nostalgia. I'm not quite sure what is up his sleeve, but he told me he's not going to tell me until he puts it on the tape himself. So I'm now going to turn the mic over to Lynn, and yeah, it's your surprise as much as it's mine. Here we go.
Okay, I think you're going to enjoy this.
You've reached Why Not at 3-4-6.
No!
Okay, my name is Bobby. I'm in Van Nuys. And I'm calling in regards to the guy who made the comment about disco last week called causing brain damage. If he's not a disco fan, that's his prerogative. And if you're into rock, fine. But don't go around contradicting or criticizing disco, because disco was born from rock and roll, and it's just another branch of music. He said something about disco causing brain damage. Okay, I'd like to comment on that. It's like, how many disco stars have ended up like Janis Joplin, one of the greatest rock stars, or Jimi Hendrix, or turned out like the Rolling Stones concerts? If I were, you know, to be like this person, and he's obviously prejudiced against discos, I could say, maybe disco causes brain damage, but rock causes death and crushed skulls. But I don't say anything like that because, you know, I like all kinds of music. You don't often hear people, you know, getting beaten at disco concerts like they are at rock concerts, and injured. Look at the people who were trampled in Cincinnati for the Who concert. You don't hear people being heard at disco concerts, so wise up and don't be so damn prejudiced. Everybody knows disco was born from rock, so why knock it? Rock will always live, and so will disco. If you don't favor disco, just don't listen to it. I like rock, but I favor disco, so I listen mainly to disco. I also like classical music, pop country, jazz, soul, and the blues. But I don't knock others just because I favor disco. Man, don't go around knocking disco. It's not that bad. So just wise up, huh?
Yeah, it's after 4:30 in the afternoon. This is Dave of Culver City here with an announcement. Well, I'm sure all you demented folks who used to listen to Dr. Demento, some of you probably who did, and probably still do, recall that back in 1975, Dr. Demento had put out an album called Dr. Demento's Delights. But little do you know that now, this year, 1980, Dr. Demento will be putting out an album called Dr. Demento's Delights Volume 2. The album will consist of songs that are on the top 10 right nowadays, such songs as My Bologna and even Making Love in a Subaru, and Pencil Neck Beach, and Fake ID, and even Shaving Cream are going to be on this new album. And I don't know what else will be on there, although I am pretty close friends with Doc. And coincidentally, Yours Truly Here will be on one of those songs, yes. The song will be Shaving Cream, and I will be singing a verse in this particular song, plus playing the piano. So look for my name on the back of the new Dr. Demento's Lights album, which will be coming out in either June or July. So that is of interest to those of you who are demented. So, goodbye for now and stay demented.
Okay, this is Bobby in Sepulveda. I wanted to comment about our supposed gas shortage. If the government were really serious about this shortage, why hasn't there been gasoline rationing rather than increased in prices? If they're increasing the price, it's not going to hold the usage down. If I want to go party on the weekend or take a short trip, I just spend more on the gas. Just because there's a rumor of shortage, is a higher price and outrageous oil company profits going to increase the supply? Someone or a group of top brass is really cleaning up on the extremely high profits these companies are making. And it'd tend to make you think that the government's getting a fat kickback off of this profit. Otherwise, if they were really serious about the so-called shortage, they would intervene on this and ration the gas and reduce the price, therefore forcing the cut use of the gas. And probably, it'd mean less money in their pockets and more in ours as consumers, But they keep blaming this stuff on OPEC countries. And then, a gallon of gas is going up just as fast as a barrel of oil. And it's like, how long is it going to go on? I mean, is there going to be a top set on this? Or, how long? Comments on this. People feel the same way I do. I don't know, no pun, but it seems they got us over the barrel rather than the oil. Thank you.
Oh, this is Casey of Alita. I have a question for all you candy freaks out there. Oh, yes. I'm a chocolate freak myself. Regina, you mentioned you like chocolate eclairs. Yeah. forget that. What do you like better? This is for the chocolates. Malted milk balls or Hershey kisses? Just a little, another phase in the Why Not production. Oh, speaking of Why Not production, I'll probably be on the next tape. If I'm not, just forget about me. I'm not alive anymore. Goodbye.
Okay, Casey, that's the way you want it. Okay, you don't exist.
Hi, this is Jackie from Woodland Hills with something more serious to comment about this time. I'd like to talk about this President Carter and his talk about drafting women and everything. Well, I don't know. I think he should. And because, for one thing, I am for ERA, and I think that this would be good. For one thing, women would not be put on the battlefield. They would have, like, office jobs and nurse jobs and things like that. And I think that that would be good because, also because that's the whole thing that's stopping the Equal Rights Amendment from going through. People don't want their daughters to get drafted and all that stuff. But if that was already something that people couldn't avoid, if that was already going to happen, then there's no reason not to go through with the ERA. I personally do not want to be drafted, and not because I'm anti-feminist or anything, but because I have always been a peacenik. And if they were to draft me, I would dodge the draft and hide out somewhere up in San Francisco. But that's my personal, opinions about the whole thing, and that's what I would do with the situation and with my life. But I think he should draft women, but not me, but that I think he should anyway. Thank you, bye.
Hello, this is Howard from Comedy Park, and we just like to say, we'd like to kind of comment on AM radio and FM radio. We really don't understand why there is an AM band on the radio. I mean, it serves no real purpose. I mean, it's not as clear as FM. They put out a little more watts, I do admit. But it's just not as clear and not as refined, and the music is over and over again, and there's more commercials. And we just like to say that we really like the FM band. It's not kind of a personal point of view. But anyway, so all you folks listen to AM, but... And booyah to ya if you listen to the FM side. Bye.
Hi, this is the Big Toe, Englewood. I'd like to know, anybody out there can tell me when ESS comes to the airport exchange. Thank you.
Yeah, hello, why not, callers? Oh, boy. Hey, this is beautiful Highland Park speaking at you. And I believe, Friday evening, of course. Anyway, I'd just like to say, boy, old Canada finally came through. It's about time, huh? Seems like old Canada's been just sitting there and not doing much, and they hauled a few of our diplomats out of Iran. I got to get it to them. I definitely have to give it to Canada. Boy, you always thought that Canada was something like Sweden, you know, just kind of sat around and let all the, just everything pass right by them. And, God damn it, they finally did something. I can't believe it. Anyway, my hat's off to Canada. And this has been beautiful Highland Park talking at you. And I'll say, still a bye-bye.
Yeah, this is Steve Woodland Hills. And I'm really upset about, you know, giving out my number on for the party line for people to call me and everything, and then getting back crying calls, you know.
Okay, if you've noticed, I haven't commented on too many of the comments on this tape, but this one, I just really couldn't stand it. That's plain old ridiculous, okay? A lot of us are plagued by prank calls, but to make a statement that you're tired of getting prank calls when you announce your number over a party line, or I guess you're referring to a conference or a loop or something, that's plain old ridiculous. That's just plain old absurd. There's nothing I can say in your behalf on that one, guy. Listen, if you don't want to get prank calls, don't give your number over a conference. That's just plain old common sense. Next.
Hey, this is Todd Woodland Hills, and I'm standing here at 5:30 in the morning in the freezing cold at Woodland Hills Park trying to register myself and my brother in baseball. And they had a payphone, and I had nothing better to do than wait in line and give you guys a call. So, God, I haven't really left any comments since you guys have been up. So, I just felt like taking my anxiety out on you people. I'm freezing to death. Come on, someone send some blankets. I'm going to be here till, God, Tuesday. Oh, well. Stay with the air. Todd Woodland Hills. Goodbye.
2 February 1980. I'd just like to publicly thank the Watts Towers, if I can speak for everyone, for looking, for checking on what the Zoom would affect in the different cities. I guess I got lucky because it's not affecting me, but I know that at least now we know what's going on. Those who are affected know they're going to be, so it won't come as much of a shock. So I'm sure it took a lot of time to call all the offices and all that, so we thank you. Okay, this has been a comment from DBH, and goodbye.
Yeah, my name is Cindy, and I'm from North Hollywood. And I just want to tell everybody out there that I think that we should just fucking leave those hostages where they are, in Iranian. I mean, because they're totally making this country go to pieces because of a few lousy people who got themselves into this stupid predicament. And I just think that we should just leave them over there and forget the Shah. I think we should give the Shah back to them, let them kill them or do whatever.
Hello, party. This is Steve, the wild and crazy guy. And I have a question that I would like answered, please. I'd like to know when Zoom, zone unit measuring, is going into effect to the San Fernando Bay area and the area of Los Angeles. When it is going in, how many units will be allowed per person? And also, for those of you who heard Todd of Woodland Hills comment on feedback about mirrors being black holes, I do agree with him. We've been doing some research on it, and it is definitely true about the fact of he looking into a mirror and placing his cat in front of a large mirror and sucked it up. Now, this was a fact due to the fact that we went down to Kennedy Airport in New York, where they do have the largest mirror in the world. It is a large mirror on the side of a building. And what we did was we stood one of our people in front of it with myself, and we were sucked into it. So this has been some facts and a question by Steve the Wild and Crazy Guy. Thank you very much, and have a good day.
Well, that's it for this week. Comments really are getting up there, I must say. In coming tapes, we will be announcing such fantastic happenings as the Why Not one-year anniversary, where we all can kind of get together and talk about our tragic beginnings and the tapes that Bruce has made. And maybe we can play tape number one if we all can stand to hear it. And that's about it. So, we'll talk to you next week for Lynn and myself. This is Steve. We will talk to you again.